T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Wow, we almost made it. It's a Thursday on the Marks and Reese Show, a dreary and rainy Thursday. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. Well, Ike, what is up?
What up there, Johnny Marks?
You know what I mean? Well, you know, I got attacked this morning in Wegmans by a Wentzer.
By Wentzer? How is that?
So we like just kind of in the office yesterday, we were having a little discussion, and one of the things I said was, I said, you know what, like with Carson, when people say like, you hate Carson, I will admit this, that there's not a natural connection with Carson Wentz and myself, right? Like as far as the personality or whatever else, there's very little there with Carson Wentz. He likes the hunting and the audience of one in football, and a passion for football in connection with him, but not really anything else. But I don't know. It's weird. And then I'm at the grocery store this morning, and I see this guy coming from a mile away, man. I know it's for me because there's not a lot of people in there. Big smile on his face, comes over. And within the first 2 minutes of the conversation, and I got the girls there, they're eating cheese in the shopping cart with the steering wheels. And he's like, man, you really don't like Wentz, do you? And my reaction to it was like, no, it's not like that. And then I guess what I thought of was like, even if I feel a certain way, which definitely isn't that I dislike Carson, people that listen every day, that listen closely, that are fans of the show, they're going to feel a certain way about us. They're going to feel a certain way about the athletes that we talk about.
Right.
So a lot of people out there, I guess, do think that I don't, or get the impression that I don't necessarily like Carson. I just don't. I don't connect with Carson, I think, is what it is. Like after him being here for the 3 years, the personality, not really a connection. The interests, not really a connection. I don't know. It's weird. It's hard to describe. But I love Carson Wentz, the football player. But I guess when he wasn't playing well, the love kind of waned because I didn't feel any other connection with him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess. I think. I don't think you're alone in the whole connecting with Carson. Listen, Carson's Fargo, North Dakota. Not many of us out here in this area have ever been to Fargo, North Dakota, let alone grow up in that type of area, right? So some of the things that interest him aren't going to necessarily interest a lot of people in this area, although I think there are avid hunters in this area.
Yeah.
You know, gun owners, you know, Christians, you know. He does his thing. He certainly is someone who wants to be out in the community. The one thing I will say, he doesn't go out of his way to sort of, I don't know, connect with people. I don't even know if that's correct. There's a thing that Embiid does that is sort of natural. People sort of gravitate to him as personality or what have you. Whereas Carson doesn't necessarily have that type of personality. It doesn't make him a bad person. It just means that's just his personality. I guess the big thing. I guess the big thing would be, is that really important, right? Like, I know for some fans it is, and then there's going to be fans like myself that, you would like it if everything that dude was about, you certainly vibed with him.
You care less about the personality than I obviously do.
I care a little less about that stuff than I do the actual player, how well he plays. You know, I'm not going to tell you that there's no importance to having a connection with the with your favorite athlete. You certainly want that. I just don't think it's at the top of my list or at the even, you know, it's down on my list.
Right.
It's down on my list just because, and for me, it's probably more because knowing these guys behind the scenes.
Yeah, you're a formal athlete.
And I know what you know behind the scenes isn't necessarily what you're going to get in front of a camera. And I'll tell you, there are teammates that I had, and I was necessarily like, dude, nah, you're going to do your thing.
Yeah, not that they're yeah. – it's never even occurred to me Carson's a bad person. Mm-hmm. I've never thought that. I've never thought he's a bad person or anything like that. But I'll give you an example.
Well, after this story, I don't know. Hey, you know, whoever was on the fence, they may have fallen on the other side.
They might have.
After that story.
Do I think he's a perfect person? Do I think that the stuff in the story, I mean, is he the easiest guy to get along with? I mean, I don't know if I would actually, if I was on the team, if I'd like Carson or not. I don't mm-hmm. know enough about him. I don't know him personally. Mm-hmm. That's the truth. But here's what I do know of him, and I'll give you an example where I can say that, yeah, I know he hunts, and whatever, he's entitled to hunt. But I'll give you an example where I'm not going to say I'm unfair about it, but it's just interesting. He got a dog recently, Carson did, right? The mm-hmm. golden retriever, a lab, I forget exactly what it was. And in the picture, he had, I forget exactly what he said, but he was more or less saying like, yeah, this dog's going to be, you know, my dog when we go out hunting and stuff. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, all right, well, he's going to be dragging a duck to you after whatever, you know? So it's like your hunting dog. Meanwhile, me, I'm posting a picture of a dog. It's a much different meaning, you know what I mean? I have dogs to be companions inside and house dogs and take for walks around the neighborhood.
Sure.
He's just a different dude, uh-huh. and that's okay.
Well, he probably does that, too. Like, the dogs get to come in the house. They don't live outside.
No, but you know what I mean.
He uses it for hunting.
He uses it for sport as well as uh-huh. a companion and uh-huh. whatever else, to where I'm like, you know, come sit up on my lap and let me pet you and we'll right. go for a walk around the neighborhood.
Right.
I don't know, but why do we love our athletes? And do you care about the personality of an athlete, right? And we'll go through and we'll talk about some of the names of players that, like, for instance, why do we all love Chase Utley, right? Did I connect with Chase Utley? I mean, I think it's kind of like, yes, but why?
Yeah, I don't know. Why did you connect with Chase Utley?
But that's what I'm saying. How come I can say I connected with him, or I feel like I connected with him, but I didn't connect with, connecting with Carson Wentz, right?
Chase was about as interesting as a rock.
Right, never said anything.
Right.
I knew very little about him
He doesn't tweet.
Right, yeah, he's all business baseball player, right?
Yeah.
But I seem to really, like, love Chase Utley.
Uh-huh.
Right? Brian Dawkins.
Uh-huh.
Love Brian Dawkins, right?
Hallelujah!
Yeah. Philly connected with Brian Dawkins, right?
Yeah.
Why do we love Brian Dawkins, but a guy like Mike Schmidt wasn't universally loved when he played? Polarizing. Donovan, polarizing. AI, polarizing, right?
Yeah.
We take it to the next level in this city, Ike. This is not about what you do on the field with some people, and that's really the question.
Mm-hmm. 888-729-9494.
I can bet you with our producer, Ben.
And we all got different reasons.
We all have different reasons.
Don't give me work ethic talking about AI.
Work ethic? Well, yeah. I mean, that was a little...
yeah.
Oh, like Chase Utley. Chase all Utley right. ran every ground ball out. Jimmy Rollins. Right. If we open right now on Jimmy Rollins and said why didn't you like him? We know the calls that we would get.
Yes,
he didn't hustle
first base. Yes,
he called us a bunch of front runners. Right?
Oh yeah, I remember that too. Yeah.
Jimmy was polarizing. I personally, yes. I love Jimmy Rollins, and I would get mad at Jimmy Rollins when he would do stuff. But I always loved him.
Yeah.
Cole Hamels, at the end, loved polarizing.
Yeah. Yeah, you had a little
Hollywood
bit.
Hamels.
Yeah, yeah.
Soft.
Yeah. I had a problem with Cole. I got over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all grew from it, right?
Yeah.
We did. He came out and say more or less like, hey, this is a lost season. I wish the season was over with. And we're like, what? What? You're in the World Series.
Yep.
But how about a guy like universally loved, right?
Mm-hmm.
Utley, Doc.
Sure.
Embiid.
Yeah. He's a headache.
He's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Embiid. We love him. Partly because of what he did last night and what he does every time he comes out on the court.
Oh, he is a monster.
He's a monster. That's why we love him. He's got personality, too.
Oh, yeah. Tells you how it is. He's unfiltered. Sometimes you wish he was more filtered.
He's unfiltered.
Yes.
Way too.
Way, yeah.
And by the way, Embiid, depending on what happens here, he could very much be hated at some point if things go south and he starts taking shots at the team or the fan base right. or whatever.
Well, and at some point when you don't win, everybody grows a little tired. Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it'll be Ben's fault or Brett Brown's fault. Yes. But then if he's the last man standing, it's right. like, all right, brah.
Yeah.
What do you got? 888-729-9494. Ben, do you care about an athlete's personality, like with Carson Wentz?
I pretend to, but I don't think it really, really matters to me. Like, I do care. I do care about who these people are, but... Like, for instance, when Michael Bennett came in, and Michael Bennett had this whole thing going on this offseason about the legal troubles and all that, and, you know, he might have pushed this woman, I was upset. I was like, oh, I don't know if I want this guy on my team. The second he got a sack, I didn't care. The second he got a sack, I did not care. Carson Wentz loved him, was crazy about him. The second he started playing poorly, that didn't matter to me. To me, it's just performance. I pretend I care, but it's really just about the guy's performance.
What about AI's performance?
Mm-hmm.
AI was a performer, and he was as polarizing as anybody in the city, Donovan. Right, and forget that Donovan lost some NFC Championship games and things like that. Very early on, Donovan was polarizing to a lot of people. Started with the draft, and then the reaction from the draft, and then early on. His personality rubbed a lot of people the wrong way in the city, Donovan.
Yeah.
888-729-9494. We will get into that, because Carson Wentz is one of the star athletes to come through this city. He's the next quarterback of the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback, right? NFL quarterback in a city like Philadelphia with the Eagles. And he's a star, and he's a young dude, and it just he has so much potential. It's amazing, right? Mm-hmm. And, Wentz wagon, whatever. And then he maybe takes a step back last year, coming off some injuries and everything else, and I'm just kind of like, do I even really like the guy?
Yeah, you bailed on him.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I bailed on him.
Well.
The Wentz tears bailed on me.
From where I'm sitting at, yeah, you bailed on him.
Did I bail on Carson Wentz this year?
Yeah.
I don't feel like I bailed on him.
I'd say you're keeping it real.
Yeah.
that's another way to look at it.
I'm just keeping it real.
Another way to look at it.
You're in or out
on Carson.
I'm in on Carson.
Oh, but, no, you're not.
But here's the other thing, right? The overly sympathetic.
You got both feet in.
And
seatbelt on.
And very, and I say very with a capital V, overprotective of Carson Wentz, it makes me even angrier than anything.
Why? See, the people that are overprotective of him are only that way because we feel like he's under attack. Like, that's why we're overprotective of him.
Every athlete's under attack.
Nah.
Yeah. Should be. Yeah.
But they aren't.
They should be judged fairly, sure.
But they aren't. The whole team got a pass. Only person didn't get a pass this year was Carson.
The whole team didn't get a pass.
Oh, sure they did.
Who got a pass?
The whole team.
Who?
The whole team. What do you mean? The whole team.
Who got it? Jason Peters didn't get a pass.
Oh, sure he did.
People still want him out of here.
You want to bring him back.
Well, it's because I'm a bright football mind. That's why I want to bring him back. Howie should hire me for the front office. I can help him out with some things.
Whole team got a pass, man. And they should have. They just won the Super Bowl.
No, by the way.
They should have gotten a pass. Carson won the Super Bowl, too.
Carson got a pass this year.
Huh?
Carson got a pass. Dude, you're talking about 20% of the people.
Two weeks ago, we were talking about trading the guy.
Here's what we're talking about.
Did you read that article Monday?
We're talking about people that loved Foles, and there was the Super Bowl aspect of that. And then when Carson went down and Foles came back up, people were like, yeah, Foles is the guy. That wasn't necessarily me. I was the guy that didn't think Carson was playing well this year, and I wasn't giving him a life preserver or a life jacket. Right, well, why should I?
Because he's coming off injury.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's the overly sensitive excuse makers for Carson, which is what I believe makes me the way I am today.
Because you don't want to hear an explanation. Because you're so hell-bent on just saying he stinks.
No.
Like some people will say, well, hold on. I need an explanation as to why he's playing like the way he's playing. And an injury is not an excuse. It's a logical explanation why he's not playing at the level that we expect him to. And that would be a reason, except there are people like yourself that don't want to hear that. And so that's why people like myself, we have to protect him.
No, it's part of it. The injury was part of it, without a doubt.
I'm going to tell you what else, and we'll get into this at some point, too, when I'm speaking of protection. And you're Carson Wentz. I don't roll up in the locker room. I got to be looking at people like, now which one of you was in here telling family business?
Yeah, there's a rat.
Yeah, six of them, it sounds like.
Tony Soprano finds out That, yeah, there's a rat that's been talking to the feds.
How's Carson walk back up in the building feeling like all his teammates have his back? Come on, man. They got to get that stuff together down there at the NovaCare, man. Y'all got to get this stuff together, sit down, talk, get it together.
So it is a problem now.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I agree.
That part of the trust, there is a,
oh, there's a trust problem issue right now. There.
If I'm Carson Wentz, right, just being real, I wouldn't trust anybody on that offense.
Well, I mean, I think you know who you can trust and you can't. The line, you can trust those guys.
I know
your
I can
tight
trust
ends.
That. Yep. Well, he knows who he can
the
trust.
The wide receivers?
I'm just saying, somebody was in there telling family business that only someone from inside the building, the meeting rooms, could tell.
Are you ready? Defense, for the most part, I think trust, right? Offensive line, trust. Tight ends, trust.
Man, if I'm Carson, I don't know.
Everybody else?
I know I can trust. I'm pretty sure I can trust Zach. But you never know, man. Zach just, he may just go with whoever the hell throw him the ball.
Rick Lovato I can trust.
You can trust Rick Lovato.
You're damn right.
It's like the Nixon White House. They know someone's in there talking.
I think it's that, who's the guy that they signed from the Saints that was terrible, that was returning kicks at the end of the year?
Boston.
I blame him. Boston Scott.
Boston Baked Beans was his name.
Boston Market. It was him.
Boston.
888-729.
That's the name I was thinking of. I couldn't get it out. Boston Market. That's what I wanted to say.
Love Boston Market.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. Need a little more salt and pepper in there, though.
888. Oh, you'll always eat. Dude, I'm the guy that brings a salt shaker into work.
Yeah, you're right.
I brought a salt shaker into work because no food never has enough salt on it. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. So we'll start with it. I can admit it. I don't connect with Carson Wentz. And when he doesn't win, then I'm kind of, but I don't think I've been unfair about it. But what makes you connect with an athlete? And do you care about a player's personality? Is that a part of it when you're talking about the guys that you love or you don't love?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.